internet control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Internet thanks to the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Before we begin our check-ins tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Our announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called, based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Our RF check-ins got a couple of housekeeping things to do here. Up first, we're going to check in the net pre-check-ins here. It's a functionality on the barrage.cc website. If you go out to the barrage.cc website, for those folks that may not be in the area, may not be available for the net, if you go to the club repeaters link, under there's a net pre-check-in, which takes you to a pre-populated form. Put your call sign in there. A couple other fields and check in to the net. Again, I know there's lots of reasons. Some folks may be out of the area, unavailable, may have some family in, some other obligations going on at net time, so we'd just like to keep those folks in our log here. But we'll go ahead and start with the net pre-check-ins first. First, we've got Richard and his family. Richard's call sign, Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. Richard brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Sally. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4JCA, and their daughter, Ashley. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Alpha Charlie Lima. Richard always checks in the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. That call sign is Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Richard. Appreciate you coming by and bringing the family along. Up next, we have Brian. That's Kilo Mike 4 Juliet Whiskey Papa, KM4JWP. Next up in the list, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. Up next is Fred and Miss Isla. Fred's call sign, Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM. And Fred and Miss Isla over in Traveler's Rest. Miss Isla's call sign, November 4 India Echo India, N4IEI. Always good to see Fred and Miss Isla in there. Up next, we've got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And Mel, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Don and Linda. That's KG4PFI. And Linda's call sign, Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, KG4QLQ. And Don and Linda, good to see you in the list as well. Up next, we've got Tony. That's November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. All right, continuing on, we've got our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. Up next, we've got David. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-ray Yankee, KF4NXY. Moving on down the list, up next in the list, Marie, we've got Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray, AF4SX. So good to get David and Marie logged in here. Up next is Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. And last but not least is our friend over in Malden, Mr. Pat. That's Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH. I'm going to let this drop for just a second. That pause there. Had one more sneak in on my pre-check-in list. Had to refresh on the computer here. KN4RJN. That's John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. I was looking for John's call sign to be in there, so got him logged in here as well. So that should take care of our pre-check-ins here. So let me verify one more time. I'll be right back. check-in list. That looks like we've got everybody. And we'll go ahead and pause here for the moment and welcome any new hams to the area or new licensed operators that may not necessarily be familiar with how to check into a net. We'll go ahead and pause for new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'll just key up your mic, give your call sign, and we'll walk you through the check-in process. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. We have any new hams in the area that want to check in, or maybe they'll wait to check in with their alphabetic group, which is not a problem at all. We'll take them whenever. Just like to pause there. I know some folks may be a little like me and have a little mic fright going on there. I know we kind of talk a little bit fast sometimes with checking in and no traffic, no comments, that kind of stuff. So anyway, no, it's old hat for the folks that have been around for a while. So we'll go on and move to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Actually, cancel that. I thought I had a Echolink station signed in there, but don't have anybody signed into the Echolink node at the minute. So we'll go ahead and move on to our RF check-ins. All right, and tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight, 73, see you and all on the net.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Julia, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HR. Please check in and out KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, Joey. We're at home in Easley. Good evening to you and all on the net.
HR. Please check in November 4, Delta, Julia, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HR. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Frank Charles. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie, Fusco, Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Back to the net there, so we'll go ahead and take that pause and acknowledge those stations. Alexa, for some reason, started talking in the background. Had to drop that mic for just a second, cut that off. But up first, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Rick's call sign. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. Up next on the list, we've got our net manager. That's Dave, W4DJW. And Dave, probably goes without saying, but you sound good into the repeater as always. Appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us on a Saturday night. And again, everything you do to kind of wrangle us together and keep this net going forward. So, Dave, good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by with us. Up next, we've got Gary. That's KI4DOS, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. And Miss Joy, that's K3JOY. And Joy, I just wanted to, before you get away, did you want to provide an update on Gary tonight? Over.
There's not a whole lot to say. No news is good news. He's had a good day today. We're both trying to catch up on our rest. And, you know, once you lose it, you can't get it back. His appetite's good. And so, you know, we just have to take it one day at a time. But as I said, no news is good news. He has no bad report from today.
definitely some good news, and kind of share that with my sister, who she ended up in the hospital this week, and I understand that no news is good news thing for sure, but I know you got a lot of thoughts and prayers headed your way, so we'll definitely keep posted and keep the prayers headed that way. So thanks for the update, Miss Joy. I hope you and Gary are doing well tonight. All right, up next we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Up next we've got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. Up next in the group we've got Dave. That's KB2BYQ, Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. And last but not least in the group we've got Keith. That's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. Call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long silence means we have everybody in the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll move to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Matt. Mark, thanks for calling in.
HR. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ in Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and we haven't blown away yet. We'll be negative and negative tonight.
Net control, please check in Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT, Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. I'll be around listening to the radio, but otherwise kind of negative, nothing to say. Thanks for calling that.
Check-ins there for our Echo Through Hotel group on this first day of April 2023. Not sure where March went, but up first, I'd like to welcome Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And, of course, Patrick's our Sunday night net controller, so we'll be hopefully passing you off to him at the end of this net tonight for tomorrow night, if that makes sense. So, Patrick, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And, Harry, yeah, we've had some wind down here, but probably not quite as much as you've had up there on the mountains. So, yeah, a couple of months ago I had some that kind of dislodged a little bit of siding, but hopefully we can get through this March-April kind of wind as we move into springtime. Hopefully you guys fare okay up there as well. So, Harry, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us, and we'll definitely talk to you again soon. Last but not least in that group, we've got Alton, and it's Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. And Alton's over in Pendleton, so Alton, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear you and get you in the log here as well. All right, we'll give one more call here before we move on. Echo through Hotel, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check out into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Hendersonville, and I'm in and out.
Looks like you might be rounding out our Echo Through Hotel group, but that's not a problem. We'll, again, keep checking check-ins as long as we get them tonight. Wayne's call sign, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, KQ4GIK. And Wayne's up in Hendersonville, so Wayne, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to get you in the log. All right, let's move down the alphabet just a little bit further. India through Lima, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and your family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor,
JK04JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
4HR. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Earth. And Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, in Greer. Negative and negative this evening. Over.
HR. Please check in. Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, Lima, Victor. Mark, I'm in Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Check-ins there, which is always good for a Saturday night. Love seeing those check-ins come in. Up first, I'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO. And James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, hope you guys don't run into some wind, blow you off the mountain up there. But anyway, appreciate you coming by. It sounded good into the repeater. Up next, our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE, up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Same goes for you. Sid, hope you're not running into too much wind up there. But anyway, appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan's up in Asheville, so Duncan, appreciate you coming by. Up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec. And another call sign I'm always looking for on a Saturday night. Larry, good to hear you. And Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4 MFK. And Larry, good to hear you, my friend. Always a pleasure to hear you on the radio. I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful evening. Up next, we've got Joe. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet Delta, KK4 JD. And Joe, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Mark. That's Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, AF4 LV. And Mark's over in Belton. So, Mark, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Always get you good to get you logged in here as well. All right, let's get one more call here for the India through Lima group before we move on. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Silence means we have everybody for the moment, so we'll go ahead and move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Sure. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. Name here is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight, heading to the workplace. 7:30 to you, sir, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
It's Matt, please check in. 202, Oscar, India, Matt. Route and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
Check-ins there. Let's go ahead and acknowledge those before Fred has to head into work here. Up first, we've got Fred, of course. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. And Fred, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us before you head to work. And of course, if I'm ever calling the net and you need to get into work and want to check in, feel free to check in out of turn, definitely, if you need to. If I don't get to your alphabetic group beforehand, I know sometimes I can get a little long-winded. But anyway, Fred, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and definitely good to hear you. Have a good night at work and be safe out there on the mobile. Up next, we've got Walt. That's Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, K4OIM. And Walt's over in Inman. And Walt, sounding good into the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on a Saturday night. All right, let's go ahead and move on down the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
K4HR and Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll meet Nan and Nan. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Chris.
Looks like y'all might be rounding out our Quebec through Tango group, which, again, not a problem at all. But up first, I'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom. And Tom, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. And I don't know. I hope you'll take this with the reverence and respect that I mean it for. But I always love hearing you and Bernice, because it kind of reminds me of the skit they used to do on Hee Haw when they would say, "Grandpa, what's for dinner?" And I know Miss Bernice does a good job cooking, because I've heard some other hams on the frequency talk about some of the stuff she makes. So, again, Tom, appreciate you coming by. It's always good to hear you. And, you know, when I'm monitoring throughout the week, always good to hear you get on there with some of your travels and experiences with Miss Bernice. So appreciate you coming by on a Saturday night. And I hope you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening. All right, and up next we got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4 QLG. And Chris is over in Liberty. So, Chris, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us on a Saturday night. Always good to get you logged in here as well. All right, let's give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Nobody's there. I would say that I just had a piece of custard pie and you made Bernice's day. She's over there smiling. N0TR.
Me a little bit, but you know, we used to watch that when I was growing up, and that was just one of those things. And of course, when I was a kid, didn't appreciate it, but the older I get, I appreciate some of those things we grew up on, I guess I should say. But anyway, I always love hearing what y'all are eating, because it makes me hungry sitting here, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to go get a snack after the net's over. But I guarantee you it won't be anything near as good as what Miss Bernice makes. 73, my friend. We'll talk again soon. All right, let's go ahead and give one more quick call. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll go ahead and move to the ever-patient group for Saturday night. That's the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Please check in Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy in downtown Taylor's, negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net, 73.
No. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Check-ins now as we move the Uniform through Zulu group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. And Leroy, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Rod, Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu, W4WOZ, and Rod's over in the land of Waz. So, Rod, always good to hear you, my friend. And I still relay the story about my first antenna I got from Rod. Using it right now, a little J-pole, copper J-pole, propped up in the corner. So, Rod, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, my friend. And, again, you built a good antenna. I think it was, I can't even remember now, probably 10 years ago when I got that antenna from you, and it's still doing great. So, anyway, Rod, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got Tommy. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. Goodness, Tommy, sorry, can't get your call sign out. K4XB, and Tommy's down in Southern Greenville County. And, Tommy, making a good trip into the repeater tonight, but you always do, so that's no surprise there. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and always good to hear you. All right, let's give one more call for the Uniform through Zulu group, and then we'll open it up to any I don't hate to call them late check-ins, but Uniform through Zulu. With this beginning the suffix of your call, you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody, and we'll go ahead and pause here for a moment for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, long time no hear from you, Mike. It's great to hear you on here, Mike. Great to hear your voice and get to talk to you again. Mike, if you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, speaking in Greenwood. Good evening, Mike. Yourself on the net. No traffic, no round table. And Mike, again, I haven't gotten to talk to you on the air so long. It is so great, Mike, to get to hear your voice again. And just so you know, since you're the net controller, I have it on speaker so that my wife, who is in the room with me, also can hear me check in. But if you will, Mike, go ahead and get me check in. KA4PQA. And again, great to hear your voice and get to check in with you again, Mike.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Steven, yeah, I think we talked about it before. I do a lot more listening than I do talking. Usually I'll have the radio on and I'll hear it when I walk by or head by the workshop. I usually work downstairs and my ham shack's upstairs because we've got the dogs and running errands and everything. And I've been working on trying to get a mobile in the car. Had that in there and had to take it out because we were doing some moving and stuff and I didn't want to damage the cables. And so I got to get that back in the car and back up to working again. But hopefully, I say it every time, hopefully I'll get on the air a little bit more. But again, I just spend a lot more time listening than I do talking. And I joke with my wife a lot of times when people used to meet us together, they didn't know I knew how to hold a conversation. So again, I kind of have to force myself to get on the air just because I'm not a big talker usually. But the bad thing is once I start talking, you usually can't get me to stop. But Steven, definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to see you logged into the EchoLink Node. And probably waited a little too long. I had it kind of minimized on my computer screen, so didn't see you checked in there. But definitely got you logged in here, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us.
Affirmative, Mike. Also, like I said to Mike, I had it on speaker. Again, Mike, I have a little speaker, my wife in the background, and since she got the chance to meet you at the AMFest, she also says hello to you as well, Mike, KA4PQA.
My hellos to her as well, Stephen, and definitely was good to meet you, and you know, I'm not sure if you made it up to the Charlotte AMFest. I was planning on going up there, but hopefully we'll have some more opportunities as it warms up. I think there's some other ham fest coming up. I know ours usually comes up, and then I think somebody had mentioned one over in Stone Mountain, and I got to get my schedule done for the spring and summer. Best plans on making some ham fest to do some face-to-face QSOs with some folks, but we'll see how that goes. My wife tends to make my schedule a whole lot more than I do. My plans are usually secondary, which, again, I find works out better for me if I do what she asks most of the time.
Affirmative, Mike, I didn't mean to make this check-in so long, but I never get to check, but you're never on air enough, you're never the net controller enough on it, that I get to check in with you on a regular basis, my wife did hear your hello on the speaker in the background, so she, you know, she was glad to hear it. But Mike, like I said, just don't get to hear you on here enough, and I'm so glad to be able to get to check in with you tonight, Mike.
Again, appreciate the comments, and I'll try and do better at getting on here, see what I can do to key up the mic and throw my call sign out there a little bit more. But you guys have a wonderful night, and we'll talk again soon. All right, we'll continue on, and we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. That to you, Mike. Please check in and out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina, she's at work. I'm at home at Chesney tonight. Check us in and out. Thank you.
Control. Check in Kilo Whiskey 4, Echo Mike Foxtrot. That's KW4 EMF. It's Roger and Gaffney tonight. No comments.
Check in as we open it up to the big group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Jamie. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, KJ4UHX. And Jamie, always good to hear you on a Saturday night. Appreciate you coming by. Radio's sounding good. Got a little bit of bass in there. Almost didn't recognize your voice there at first. I was like, I think that's Jamie. And then you gave your call sign. So anyway, Jamie, sounding good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Jamie also brings along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4. Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN. And Jamie, Miss Sabrina makes 50 check-ins tonight, so that pushes me over the 50 limit tonight, which I really appreciate. So, again, appreciate all the stations that have come by and checked in to get us to that number. So, again, Jamie, appreciate you coming by. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello, and we'll talk again soon. Up next on the list, we've got Roger. That's Kilo Whiskey 4 Echo Mike Foxtrot, KW4EMF. And Roger's over in Gaffney tonight, so making a good signal. Our signal's making a good trip into the repeater up from Gaffney. Roger, so appreciate you coming in and checking with it. Can't talk tonight. Getting checked in with us tonight, Roger. And good to hear you coming in, and I got you logged in here.
Sure. Thank you for calling the net, sir. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. And Mike, I indeed confirm Miss Bernice is an excellent cook. Thank you for calling the net, sir. You have a good evening.
4HR, I'd like to welcome Chad and Miss Anna to the net tonight. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. And, Chad, you know, I have no doubts, honestly, from what I've heard. I have no doubts whatsoever. And, you know, and she keeps Tom around, so, you know, and that in and of itself, you know, is saying a lot. So, you know, I think that it's kind of like my wife. You know, I've never been pushed away from the table on anything she cooks, so can't complain there. But, Chad, thanks for coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And, of course, Chad brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And, of course, Chad and Anna both pulled net controller duties, so good to have them checking in with us tonight. And always good to hear you come by, Chad, and bringing Miss Anna along. So we'll talk again soon. All right, let's give one more call here before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix every call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Recheck Mike, KA4PQA.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Mike, this is KA4PQA. I just had one question out of curiosity. Are you able to hit the Greenwood 147-165 2-meter repeater? I got a reminder from my wife that told me you had trouble making it, but I just wanted to kind of confirm that.
Yes, Stephen, I don't think I can make it from my location. I kind of sit down in a little valley. It's kind of a ridge, but I'm actually down in a little valley. It's a place called Anderson Ridge, and it's over in Simpsonville. I'm kind of in the corner where Simpsonville, Spartanburg, and I guess it would be like Taylor's maybe kind of intersect. But my house kind of sits down in a little ravine, so to speak. I think I talked about before, my second-story window looks into the first floor of the house behind me. So my operating conditions kind of limit me on occasion. But I don't think I can make Greenwood unless I'm a little further south. Maybe in the mobile or something I may be able to make it, but I can't make it from here. Over.
Affirmative. Completely understand that, Mike. I just wanted to extend the invitation to you and offer that if you ever need to get to an elevation where you can make it in, don't ever hesitate to try to make it to Greenwood repeater 147-165. That's our 2-meter repeater. If you ever get to a better antenna height or better location, Mike, don't ever hesitate to try to make it into our repeater.
Definitely appreciate the invitation, and you know, it was funny because I was talking to my wife the other day, and she told me the same thing. She's like, "Why don't you ever talk?" So I actually had my HT with me the other day and was on my way up to Charlotte to visit with my daughter, and I actually keyed up on 2-meter simplex and had a gentleman that was headed the opposite way on 85 and talked to him for a little while. So I am getting better. So that's, you know, one more QSO than I had done in the past. So I'll definitely try and see if I can hit that, though, once I get the mobile back in the car and see if we can't meet up that way. But definitely appreciate the invitation. I've got it programmed in. Again, my HT for sure, because I know I had used it listening to the talking frequency when I come down for the Greenwood Ham Fest. So if I'm ever in the area, Stephen, I'll definitely try and key up that repeater. So definitely appreciate the advice.
Affirmative, Mike, just so you know for the information, I can for my home QTH here in Greenwood. I can hit our main two meter repeater, full forty machine. Mike, let's just say, in between our main two meter, our full forty VHF, and the simplex. I can do all three from home or mobile. So that's sort of, you know, so if you ever can make it in, just let me know, because I usually monitor one at a time, but I can always go from one to the other, especially on the base radio. I can swap frequencies on the base or mobile. So if you ever get to where you can get into it, don't ever hesitate to. And if I'm on there, I'll probably even come back to you. KA4PQA.
Stephen, and like I say, if I'm ever down in that neck of the woods, which does happen on occasion, I've been down there to Lake Greenwood State Park a couple times, and headed down in that area through Columbia, that kind of stuff, I'm sure I could probably make it over there, because seems like the closer I get to the Midlands, the flatter it gets. But again, Stephen, definitely appreciate the invite, and we'll try and catch up if I'm ever in range of the repeater. So definitely appreciate the invite, sir.
Any time, Mike, I didn't mean to hold your net up, but I haven't talked to you so long, I just wanted to extend the invitation to you. But I'll go in and turn it back over to you. Mike. Again, it was great talking to you again, and my wife is glad to hear from you again. And just so you know, my wife heard you say hello when she was waving. She was waving at the computer monitor in the background, so she returned the hello. But Mike, with that, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you. Hope to get to talk to you again sometime real soon. And with that, Mike, I'll turn it back to you, KA4PQA.
Again, definitely good to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon, hopefully very soon. But all right, so we'll go ahead and we'll get one final call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea.
Pause there. I thought you had a little bit of a double there, but you were booming in. You definitely won if there was one. So, Jim, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY. And, Jim, you're sounding good into the repeater from Berea, which I guess is a little shorter hop for me because you're on the other side of Greenville. So, but regardless, booming signal into the repeater, sounding good. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Got you logged in here tonight. All right, anyone else? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Typically at this point we would begin the RAGQ portion of the net, but I don't have anybody signed in for RAGQ or comments. So we'll give another call here and see if we can either stir up some rag tours or get some additional check-ins. Anybody wants to recheck or check in Alpha through Zulu, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
34JBQ. We're gonna take it past the 10 o'clock hour, just to make sure we got everybody tonight. Today is April 1st. As everybody knows, it's just been overdone with bad jokes. But a few years ago, I learned that one of my favorite aunts, mother's sister, was born on April 1st. And so that rescued the day for me. No more sad jokes, no more stretches or a little levity on this day. I call her and we talk about family. We talk about her husband who passed some years back, my favorite uncle. No two ways about it. He was about 6'6". But he was full of laughter and joy and he passed suddenly, like, you know, the best people in the world do. Her name is Pauline, and we talked this morning, and it's just as it always was. I found a way to find out how old she was. Now, it's just not a proper thing to ask a young lady or a mature lady or whatever straight out. So I says to her the truth now. I says to her, Donna was wondering just how old you might be. I know, that's a bit of deflection, but it worked. And I didn't feel bad about it at all. Well, she didn't feel bad, because when you're 88, you're proud of it. I don't care who you are or what gender you are or anything. If you made it here that long, you've got a lot to be proud of. We just had a marvelous morning. We did. She poured a cup of coffee, and I had a cup going when I called her, and we just sat around and talked. It's just the most marvelous thing. I've got one out on my mother's side and one on my dad's side that I call from time to time. And if you've got relatives like that, they love you, and they'd love to hear from you. At least I believe that. KK4JBQ.
We made a bunch of comments there that I was just taking little notes about. You know, I don't have anybody I know of that has their birthday today, but I know we've talked about our extra grandchildren. And her birthday was yesterday. So, you know, I kind of kidded her. You know, at least she was born on the 31st, not April Fool's Day. Because my sister, again, she was born on November 1st. Which we've kidded her all her life, sometimes kind of not nicely when we were kids, because, you know, kids can kind of be that way. She was born the day after Halloween, so we used to joke that we didn't have candy one year and found her on the steps the next day as our trick. But, you know, as we grow, we kind of figure out that some of those jokes are more loving than they originally started out to be, I guess, is the best way. Because, you know, kids can be mean, but now as adults, we kind of jokingly say, hey, remember when we used to kid you about that? But like you said, there's several questions you don't ask a young lady and several that you just don't ask. But, you know, Angela and I have kind of come to the agreement, you know, we've been married long enough to know that we can kind of use each other as an excuse at times. And I've done the same thing. Well, Angela would like to know the answer to this question. So I kind of got a smile on that when you said Donna would like to know exactly what your age is. So we feel free to kind of bounce ideas off of each other that way. So, again, I think when your relationship matures enough that you can do that, that's a good thing. Over.
Yeah, and, you know, if it bothers you a little bit, keep on going, you know. Like you talk about if the day has any other prominence for people, such as the 1st of April, then you can talk about that. or about other people? I mean, I met a gal once, a friend of another friend that became, she and her to-be husband, I don't know if they ever really got married. I lost track of them before that happened. But she was born on Christmas Day. Now, this would be a difficult thing. You know, the Christian or not, this would be a difficult thing. So she decided, along with her family, to celebrate her birthday 6 months hence. So July 25th is when she celebrated her birthday, although it was December 25th in reality. I thought that was pretty creative. Anyhow, if you've ever wondered, and I'll just, you know, you keep it to yourself, and anybody listening can keep it to yourself if you have, how could I make a difference? How could I be a little bit uplifting to one other person? Find out when their birthday is. Call them on their birthday. And if you enjoy it the first time, I'll guarantee you, you'll just love it going forward. Whenever you make a note of people's birthday and their telephone numbers or whatever, and give them a voice phone call. None of that other stuff. A voice phone call. And it will be a delightful time for you and them, and you'll go down in their book as, you know, somebody special. Do you ever want to be somebody special to another person? That's an easy way to get it done. KK4JBQ.
Again, you mentioned a couple of good topics. I think I told you both of my children, well, I've got three, but two of them are born 4 years and one day apart. So, you know, we kind of actually, not that we planned it that way. Again, my wife was scheduled to go in and be induced, and we talked about it and decided, you know, as parents, you try and do the best thing you can for your children. And we talked about it. We said, well, we can't do it on his birthday. My son was born first. He was born on the 29th, and then my daughter was born on the 30th, again, four years and a day apart. But as they grew up, you know, we thought we were doing the right thing by separating their birthday so they wouldn't have to share, you know. But as they grew older, it became, why didn't you have me, you know, kind of as like his birthday present would have been to have me on his birthday. And I was like, if we had decided to do that, we would have been in trouble because they had to share the same birthday. So, again, it's one of those situations where I think we were in trouble whether we did it or didn't do it. But, again, it's just a great way to kind of mark their birthday. But theirs is in December as well, so we kind of tried to do the same thing you had mentioned, which was kind of have a half-year celebration. Because there's so much going on with Christmas and everything else that, not that their birthdays got lost, but basically from December until after New Year's, it's just birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday, from basically the mid-November until, you know, January 4th or 5th. We've got my mom's birthday, my mother-in-law's birthday, my grandfather, when he was alive's birthday, son's birthday, daughter, anyway, the list just goes on and on. So we didn't want them to kind of get lost in all of the celebration that was already on and trying to make them a special day. So so they were definitely trendsetters back then to do the six-month birthday for sure, and that's a good idea for sure. And I had one more comment on the call on the birthday, and I'm going to let this drop for just 1 second. How to be special to somebody is call on the birthday. I think there's kind of like a hierarchy, and it depends on where you are and who you are, but, you know, a personal visit on the birthday, even if it's just to say hello, you know, on the birthday is kind of a thing, and I think we may have talked about before. Years ago, well, not even years ago, I think it was like I started sending my mother-in-law birthday cards. I usually send my mom birthday cards anyway, but it seemed really special because my mother-in-law, she lives in Greenville too, so we typically visit them and, you know, hand-deliver a lot of things, or, you know, my wife will take something over there. But to put a card in the mail and actually mail it was something special to her. So, I went, bought the card, took it to the post office, mailed it, instead of hand-delivering it, it came through the post office. So again, I think as our hobby, with we did QSL cards, that kind of stuff, you know, that still means a lot to people too. But I think, like you said, you know, just a quick phone call, something more personable. A lot of times, you know, my children love text messages now, but I still feel like a more personal thing is needed for those special days. So I think a call or a card or something just to show just a little bit more care is definitely always appreciated.
Absolutely agree. KK4JBQ. My mother had a very good handwriting. She, it was script, of course. I have to say that these days because they're not teaching, believe it or not, they're not teaching script handwriting. And I used to work in a bank. This is just an aside, but I used to work in a bank, and people's signatures were something we were taught to scrupulously witness, and it was that person, their handwriting. And well, I just came to appreciate handwriting. My mother had ripped handwriting, and she wrote letters, which I kept. I'm so glad I did. And birthday cards and things like that. And I took a little extra time and polished up my handwriting too. And I can read it. I can always read hers very well. And some folks' handwriting I just can't read, be it script or be it whatever, because they're a little careless with it, you know. I have to say Donna's is that way. It isn't just she didn't cross a T. No, it's the T didn't have an ascender that could be discerned from other letters around it. I mean, it wasn't, you know, ascending. Or other that should have descending parts didn't have the descending parts. And I'm seriously mystified as to how anyone could, you know, read it in a normal, without investigating and, you know, magnifying it or whatever you have to do. It's a pet peeve of mine, handwriting. I think it occurred, yes, this is how it happened. It occurred in the third grade. I got into some poison ivy with my right hand, and I'm right-handed. And the blisters got so bad that my fingers were, I couldn't hold a pencil. And this went on for about 4 months. It was bad. I didn't have any medical attention or whatever. So I just kept it for a long time. I learned to write with my left hand. And that, too, made me conscious of good handwriting. I gained back my ability to write with my dominant hand, but the other, the trouble it took to learn how to write with my left hand was worthwhile. Now I can use tools with either hand. Not as good as with my left hand, but I can use them and I'm not afraid to try it. So anyway, we can get off with some stuff, can't we? Anyway, I just thought I would mention that if you've got close relatives that are your elders, you know, they're properly should be considered as your elders. They have invaluable knowledge, even about you, about yourself. This aunt of mine that I talked with today, when she was 16, my mother asked that she come live with the family and take care of me, because both my mother and dad worked, and she was 4 years younger than my mother. So goodness gracious, she knew me when I was just almost nothing. And so we've talked about a lot of things. I love her to death. Michael, thank you so much for being there and calling the net tonight. and opening this up to a little bit of conversation. I certainly appreciate you. We'll talk to everyone later. KK4JBQ.
HR with KK4JBQ in the Rag 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And Larry, yeah, I always appreciate when you come by. I know I can usually count on you to come in and make some comments and extend the net out to the 10 o'clock hour, see if we can get some additional check-ins here. But, yeah, you know, you'd mentioned them not teaching script. And, you know, I didn't necessarily have the strenuous teachers, I guess. I guess we were coming along when it was kinder, gentler teachers. But definitely learned cursive. And, you know, I remember in engineering school they taught us in how to write block letters so you could do drawings and stuff like that. So my handwriting is kind of a mix of script and print and that kind of stuff. But it's pretty legible. But a couple of things I've gone through the last couple of months or so, I've kind of redone my genealogy research for the family and looking back at some of the census records. I'm not sure. I'm assuming they taught those folks a certain way to write, because a lot of the census records, they're handwritten and they're written in script, but they're almost all kind of the same font, if that makes sense. So they taught them how to do it. But I have a good friend who, when, you know, he's my age and went to school. I believe he was here. I went to school in Virginia. He was here, but he's left-handed like I am, and they forced him to write with his right hand. So his writing is terrible because he's not right-handed, but he actually has this weird, I say weird, it's not weird to him, but he actually holds his hand kind of upside down to write. And anyway, it's basically the way they made him learn to write in school. So, you know, I can't quite understand, you know, from the age and wisdom we have now, why they would force you to do it a certain way. But again, that was the time and age difference, I guess, back then. But anyway, but I have a similar situation. I'm left-handed by, you know, I eat, I write left-handed, but most of the other stuff I do in my life, I play sports right-handed. So I can kind of do things, I think it's ambidextrous, I think is the right word, but definitely much better with most stuff with my left hand. Sorry, I'm getting confused on which hand I use most of the time, but I just have to try it out with both hands and see which one's better. But again, Larry, appreciate you coming by and making some comments. Always a good conversation to be had, for sure. Definitely tell Miss Donna we said hello, and come back in, check in again tomorrow night with Patrick. I'm sure he'd love to hear you checking in here. But Larry, again, 73, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.